CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snorcell Ano Ebie. The Ministry of Public Health has launched a month-long sensitization campaign to create awareness about viral hepatitis B and C and encourage screening, vaccination, and general prevention of the disease. Many localities in Cameroon have been experiencing extreme cold temperatures accompanied by heavy rainfall. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will explore how people are adapting to the harsh weather conditions. The former president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, has been expelled from the African National Congress, ANC, because he campaigned for the rival MK party in the May 2024 general election. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The Cameroon Viral Hepatitis Month that kicked off on the 26th of July will run till the 31st of August 2024. This information was made public today by the Minister of Public Health during a press declaration to mark the 2024 edition of World Hepatitis Day. Minister Manauda Malachi said the one-month sensitization program is aimed at encouraging screening, vaccination and prevention of the pathology to curb on the prevalence rate of hepatitis B and C in the country. Here's an excerpt of the press declaration of the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malachi, selected for us by Colette Jani.
The success of this strategy requires a personal and strong involvement of the populations, particularly with regards to screening, allowing those tested negative to embrace prevention, notably through the vaccination, and for those detected positive to start treatment. Such as a level of commitment will allow us to systematically reduce the prevalence of hepatitis in Cameroon. Of course, concomitantly with the government's effort to eliminate it by 2030. We will continue as part of our activities, and particularly those of the Cameroonian month of the fight against hepatitis, to focus our priority targets, notably pregnant women and those of childbearing age. Thus, over the next few days, the teams deployed on the field will carry out, among other activities, scientific meetings, awareness-raising caravans, free screening sessions, and awareness-raising intervention in the media to relay and increase our awareness-raising message with a view to strengthening prevention, mobilizing vaccination, encouraging voluntary screening, adopting healthy behaviors, particularly in terms of sexual practices and medical care practices.
Some administrative officials in upstation Bamenda who have struggled and nurtured courage to reopen their offices on the Monday Ghost Town Day are appealing to the population to solicit for services in these institutions in a move to render the public service system in the Northwest region effective again. The governor of the region, Adolphe Lafrique, has been instructing regional delegates and other government officials to implement strict sanctions on government-employed workers who have used the current armed conflict as a pretext to abandon their duty posts. Kilo Valerine Sala reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Many observers still perceive the functioning of most government offices in the conflict-hit Northwest as far from being effective, as few of them are opened on Monday Ghost Town days. But some regional delegates describe this as an improvement from the previous years, when the current armed conflict completely stalled any meaningful administrative work.
I am the Chief of Service for General Affairs at the Regional Delegation of Sports and Physical Education. On Ghost Town days, you find just the regional delegates and the chief of services at work. But there's a great improvement because on Mondays we have at least 7 to 8 collaborators.
Government workers who use the pretext of the ongoing armed conflict to absent from work on Mondays have been promised administrative sanctions.
Wanje Comfort Bonge, the regional delegates of arts and culture for the Northwest, we will write a query letter. If that doesn't change issue, the next thing is we now send it to the powers that be for completely cutting off your salary.
There is also the challenge of limited service users seeking services in the few offices whose doors are opened. Government workers here, who've been subjected to separatist threat, are praying for an end to the conflict, while authorities are keenly monitoring state employees hiding behind the conflict to receive salaries for no work done. Killer Valerie Salaus, CEO TV News, Bamenda.
Officials of many public offices in Douala say they are intensifying measures to reduce cases of absenteeism to the barest minimum, pending the activation of the computer software program, EGLE, created by the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform to ensure a better management of civil servants and their payroll. While some workers strive to report to work on time, others are still lagging behind, a situation that has been blamed on the poor weather. Gladys Atemba Nchechuma Banda tells us more from CRTV Littoral in Douala.
Under normal circumstances, workers, especially civil servants, are supposed to be present at their duty post by 7:30 a.m. But given the poor weather these days, most of them have difficulties getting to the office on time. Consequently, by 9 a.m. this Monday morning, most offices were still empty, waiting for their occupants, but for some professionally conscious staff who braved the rain and arrived on time. We are here in spite of the rain due to work constraints. The rain should not prevent us from coming to work. In order to put an end to absenteeism, officials of most government structures have put in place certain measures. The Deputy Director of General Affairs at the Regional Delegation of Secondary Education, Salomon Suma, explains that a biometric device has been put in place since December that enables staff of the delegation to put their fingerprints upon arrival to work and when returning home. Similar measures have equally been put in place at the Divisional Delegation of Women's Empowerment and the Family. Madame Caroline Giselle Ngombe is the delegate. We have established attendance sheets. We also give bonuses to our personnel at the end of each semester. The effectiveness of these measures may be determined when the computer software program EGLE of the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reforms goes operational. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
At 7:09, let's get into the in-depth segment. Meteorologists have attributed the recent poor weather in the central region, marked by light rains and low sunshine, to southern hemisphere winds, which comes along with very cold weather conditions. These cold winds are expected to persist for a few more weeks, and residents are advised to adjust their dressing habits to avoid health complications. This at a time when many in the central region are lamenting that the extreme cold and prolonged light rains are posing a threat to their daily activities. Karin Tosam reports from CRTV Center.
Every now and then, it's drizzling.
Yeah. Mercy, an inhabitant of the Ngwaikele neighborhood in Yaoundé, complains that in the past few weeks, the rains drizzle for long hours, sometimes preventing her from freely going about her business.
I was to go out for an important activity this morning at 10 a.m., but I couldn't. Up till now, the weather is still very bad.
For others, the light rains have rendered their roads almost impassable.
Before getting to my house, you walk on Earth Road, and it's been full of mud, and so movement has really been difficult.
A climatologist at the Department of Production and Dissemination of Climate Services at ONAC, Dr. Kimang Ignatius Ngala, explains that the pinching cold during this period is as a result of the southern hemisphere winter period that is usually characterized by frequent winds.
The dominant wind at this period are originating from the southern part of the Atlantic Ocean. The winds are coming with a lot of cold. Though this has always been the normal situation during the months of July to August, but with the climate change, it has appeared to be more intense.
Climate experts have cautioned that this will continue till early September and have advised the population of the center region to put on warm clothing, especially on children. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
A good number of Bamenda's residents have resorted to wearing thick clothing to keep warm, drinking warm tea and practicing proper hygiene as strategies for staying healthy. To them, although the measures are simple, they believe they are effective. Ola Titanki compiled their views in the following report.
The rainy season in the Northwest comes with extreme cold weather, and several people complain of having respiratory infections like common cold, catarrh, and runny nostrils. To prevent themselves, some denizens have adjusted their dressing styles to suit the weather.
Very early in the morning and in the evenings, I put on my hoodies that are very thick. I also ensure to wear my socks.
I prioritize dressing warmly and staying dry.
Some have simply adopted the habit of consuming warm tea daily and applying balms on their chest and other body parts.
Mixing pawpaw leaf, guava leaf, masopo and some other things. We drink them. Chest rub, which I apply on my chest, my nose, put them behind my ears.
Drinking plenty of water and maintain a healthy diet, rich in fruits, vegetables.
I always cook just natural grass you get around. Then we drink a lot of warm water.
With the high prevalence of malaria during the rainy season, sleeping under a treated mosquito bed net has become a must for parents with children younger than 10 years. Medics in the region consider these simple measures effective as it reduces the risk of them being exposed to respiratory infections and waterborne diseases, which are rampant during the rainy season. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Medical experts in the Southwest region have advised the population to drink plenty of fluids, eat healthy, and get plenty of rest to help boost their immune systems as they grapple with the intense cold that characterizes the season. Humbo Suzi Monjowa spoke to some inhabitants and health experts and now reports.
The period of intense cold is here again as the rainy season gets to its peak. Inhabitants of the Southwest Regional Capital, Boya, have devised different ways to fight the cold.
I ensure to stay indoors often, wrapped up with my blanket, wearing my pullover, wear my socks. I have short hair, but I just have to wear my wig to keep warm.
I take in a lot of liquids like tea, warm water, hot pepper soup to keep myself warm because I'm not a fan of thick clothes.
Exposure to cold weather, medics say, can have a bearing on health, the most irritating effects being the colds and flu. Dr. Fokam Yoland.
It's a field for viral infection, especially upper respiratory tract infection like rhinitis, common flu, tonsillitis, bronchitis, and for severe form pneumonia. And those who are non-asthmatic, the crisis may be accentuated because of the weather.
Eating healthy and getting plenty of rest, they say, can help boost the immune system.
Shekina Boge, medical doctor. Stay hydrated. Eat a well-balanced diet so as to maintain body heat and overall health. Stay active as well.
Washing off hands, sneezing and coughing into a tissue and disposing of immediately can prevent the infection of others. Humbo Suzi Monchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
The wave of cold sweeping across cities nationwide is causing panic among inhabitants. Medical experts fear the harsh weather may pose serious health risk to the population. In the following analysis, Bertrand Somba commends that people must take precautions to cope with the conditions as this is merely a normal seasonal occurrence.
The sudden peaks of cold experienced in recent days raise concerns among the residents of Yaoundé and some other cities in the country. Medical professionals warn that if these low temperatures persist into August, they can potentially lead to respiratory diseases such as the flu, the common cold, or even exacerbation of chronic conditions like asthma. This cold weather can also contribute to the proliferation of bacteria and mold, worsening allergies, and causing additional health problems. Healthcare professionals further warn that extreme cold can weaken the immune system, making individuals more susceptible to infections and malaria. They therefore urge the public to take precautions such as dressing warmly, covering the head and extremities, staying dry, maintaining good personal hygiene, washing hands frequently, and properly ventilating enclosed spaces to prevent the spread of germs.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. Away from the in-depth segment and on to other news, the new board chair of the Port Authority of Kribi, Bejol Hiol Charité Besombe, has been urged to work in synergy with the existing administration in order to increase activity in the Kribi Port industrial area and also complete works on the second phase of the construction of the deep-sea port. The Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, was speaking during an extraordinary board meeting of the Port Authority of Kribi aimed at installing the new board chair. He equally congratulated the Director General of the structure, Patrice Melom, for their achievements in the over 6 years of operations. Bruno Ndongwe reports from Kribi.
With a rich career profile, 49-year-old Charité Bejo Hio Besombe takes over the position of board chair of the Port Authority of Kribi. While installing him into his function at the headquarters in Kribi, the Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, enjoined him to work in collaboration with the Port Administration in support of the African Continental Free Trade Area, continue gaining the confidence of economic operators in Cameroon and the sub-region, elevate the port infrastructure, and should be rigorous and pragmatic in his duty. A message keenly received by the newly installed.
I'm very satisfied and want to extend my gratitude to the head of state who has decided to appoint me at the new PCA of this important port. We are going to work together according to the instruction that the health service is going to give in order to contribute to the development of this port.
Minister Bibehe equally congratulated the Director General of the Port Authority of Kribi, Patrice Melom, and his team for the advancements of works on the second phase of the construction projects at the port and other achievements made. The new board chair of the Port Authority of Kribi, Charité Bejo Hio Besombe, has numerous academic and professional accolades and since June 9, 2021, held the position of Secretary of Ministerial Councils at the General Secretariat of the Presidency of the Republic. Bruno Ndongwe Funyi, CRTV, Kribi.
Cameroon and Israel plan to further bilateral cooperation in the agriculture sector and water subsector for the development of a diversified economy. The incoming Israeli ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Amnon Kalma, was speaking shortly after an audience today with the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May. The Israeli diplomat also acknowledged that there is a lot of potential for both countries to reinforce their cooperation in various fields such as education, where Israel has contributed significantly. Cameroon's agro-industrial prowess is being showcased at the ongoing 8th edition of SIAC with entrepreneurs from all regions of the country displaying finished products from tubers and other plants found in the regions. Products like cassava, plantain, and sweet potatoes flour have been attracting a lot of visitors, as well as locally produced wine and liquors. Karine Kubong reports.
With over 800 exhibitors from Cameroon and some from other African countries, the SIAC 2024 exhibition ground is also vibrating to the rhythm of Cameroon's rich agricultural prowess. Exhibitors at the National Museum say finished products of cassava, plantain, and sweet potatoes have been witnessing remarkable affluence.
Anong sapalin ekle, our main product is cocoa processing into spread chocolate, hard chocolate, cocoa powder, and sweets. When they test, 80% must buy.
Bolam Agnes, we are into soybean milk, sweet potato flour, cassava flour, plantain flour.
Apart from food items, Bolam Agnes from the Northwest region has been marveling visitors with red wine produced using beetroot and bananas.
This one is Mika beetroot wine, and then we also have Mika banana wine. Here we have also dry gin made out of ginseng. People rush in, they taste, and they have been buying so well.
Claudia, who didn't witness the turnout she expected, is putting her products to use. She fries puff balls using cassava flour and says this has encouraged more visitors to purchase her products.
It's like people are wondering the kind of thing I'm selling, but since I'm using it and they see, they're like, wow, so they could do this with cassava flour.
They spoke of the exposure they have gained at the fair, which they say is already boosting their sales.
We have this press release from the Ministry of Social Affairs. within the framework of the celebration of the 16th edition of the International Day of Indigenous Peoples in Cameroon under the theme Access to Citizenship, a Fundamental Right for Indigenous People. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Gene, will preside over the 12th session of the Intersectoral Committee for the Monitoring of Programs and Projects Involving Vulnerable Indigenous Populations in Cameroon on Tuesday, July 30, 2024, as from 9 a.m. at the Aurelia Palace Hotel in Bastos, Yaoundé. The objective of this session is to create a synergy of actors and resources in order to guarantee the effectiveness and efficiency of interventions in favor of vulnerable indigenous populations in general, and specifically in the area of access to citizenship, signed for the Minister of Social Affairs and by other, the Secretary General, Panje Beryl Itō. In news out of Cameroon, South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma, has been expelled from the African National Congress, ANC, the party he once led after campaigning for a rival party in the 29 May general election. The ANC's disciplinary committee found Mr. Zuma guilty of prejudicing the integrity of the party by joining MK and has given him 3 weeks to appeal against his ruling. The MK party has said that Mr. Zuma was not informed of a decision taken by a kangaroo court. The value of Ethiopia's currency has fallen by 30% against the US dollar after the government relaxed currency restrictions. The government reversed its long-standing policy of fixing the exchange rate in a bid to secure a loan of $10.7 billion from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank. Some Ethiopians have received the news with apprehension, fearing that it will lead to a sharp rise in the cost of living at a time when inflation is already high. The country has been struggling with chronic foreign currency shortages, particularly in recent years. In sports, let's talk mixed martial arts with Academy Tiger JJB from the Center Region that has claimed victory in the 2024 Cameroon Cup in the under 83 kilogram category. Their star fighter Wilfried Fonja delivered an impressive performance to defeat Joel Tessa Tifo from the Littoral in a thrilling match. The action-packed finals held at the Francis Ngannou Complex in Bonamusadi, Douala, drew a large crowd. Rene Kache now brings us an all exciting details from this gripping event that held over the weekend.
The Francis Ngannou Complex at Bonamusadi was the epicenter of electrifying MMA action as it hosted a series of high-stakes exhibition bouts to set the stage for the grand finale of the Cameroon Cup. The event featured top contenders from the north, central, and littoral regions of the country, all competing for the coveted title of Cameroon champion in their respective weight categories. Guy Bertrand Olomo, president of the Cameroon Federation of Mixed Martial Arts and Affiliated Disciplines, praised the event for highlighting the sport's rapid growth and the exceptional talent emerging in the littoral region. He emphasized the fierce competition, with fighters showcasing a blend of striking prowess and grappling skills, delivering performances that had the crowd on the edge of their seats. The highlight of the tournament was the standout performance by Academy Tiger JJB that dominated the competition to secure the Cameroon Cup, winning an impressive 4 gold medals. Notably, Wilfried Fonja emerged as a key fighter, clinching victory in the under 83 kilogram category with a flawless display of technique and endurance. The rise of MMA and affiliated disciplines in Cameroon has been notable, with increasing participation and enthusiasm for the sport. Mr. Betrane Tame, representing the Minister of Sports and Physical Education at the event, acknowledging the sport's upward trajectory and its growing appeal among athletes and fans alike. The thrilling matches and high level of competition bode well for the future of the sport in Cameroon, promising more action-packed events and rising stars in the years to come. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Douala.
To end this news here once again are the main points. The Ministry of Public Health has launched a month-long sensitization campaign to create awareness about viral hepatitis B and C and encourage screening, vaccination, and general prevention of the disease. Many localities in Cameroon have been experiencing extreme cold temperatures accompanied by heavy rainfall. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment today explored how people are adapting to the harsh weather conditions. The former president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, has been expelled from the African National Congress, ANC party, because he campaigned for the rival MK party in the May 2024 general election. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.